They have the same donor base. They have the same people in their ears, same pollsters going to the White House saying you should support Andrew Cuomo. It's been well documented, and that's because these people value their power above all else.
And Lindsay Boylan, former senior aide to the disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who was forced to resign over charges of sexual harassment, now running for mayor of New York City. Boylan was the first of the 11 women to publicly accuse Cuomo of sexual harassment. That does it for our show. Juan Gonzalez will be speaking at Delaware Technical Community College in Georgetown, Delaware, tonight at 6 and tomorrow at 6 at the Delaware History Museum in Wilmington. I'll be speaking in Santa Fe after the showing of the film Steal the Story, Please at the Lensic Theater on Friday night, October 17th. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is the stormy weather.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Stay tuned for the One World Community Radio program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post, 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 FM WVCR, Loudonville, Siena College, 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Makhwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts, Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now, Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now,
88.7 FM WRHU in Hempstead, New York, 88.3 WRCT Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh, and 89.5 FM Bush Radio, the mother of community radio in Cape Town, South Africa. This is the One World Community Radio Show. I'm Ricky Hubert in New York, and this is a very special broadcast because South Africa, Kusi Veto, is in Robben Island. Kusi, tell me what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, it's one of the programs that I'm so passionate about, where I started, I think, in 2016, where Bush Radio sent me to Robben Island, where we actually, Robben Island have this beautiful program, which they're calling it Spring School. In South Africa, we have 1 week of holidays. Usually it's in September, but now it's in October. So it's 1 week where kids are invited all over the country from different provinces. Mostly, they are invited via different museums where the Robben Island will do a call out, and then those museums sometimes will do competitions or will just invite individuals, potential leaders who are kids. So, yeah, that's why I'm here. So I'm here under Bush, actually on behalf of Bush Radio, to share the skills of media, you know. As I always tell them, I'm not here to teach them to be celebrities, but I'm here to teach them and to be leaders in the media space, especially like radio, where they can tell stories for people that can't have a chance to, you know, to tell their stories around the world. So, yeah, and now I have a team, which every year I would have a team of people who choosing Radio Elective. Actually, I didn't even ask them why they chose Radio Electives, but they, yeah, they've been learning. It's the third day, right?
Yes.
Third day, they've been learning a lot, so you will get to know them. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let's have all these young leaders introduce themselves for all the people listening to this show.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Mipona Khaswane. I'm from Lesotho, and I go to a school called National University of Lesotho International School.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Lamini Thandolotu. I'm from the Kingdom of Eswatini. I learn at Vulamasongo High School.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Mbongile. My surname is Mtidiemba. I'm from Cape Town. I'm from a school named Desmond Bilo Dudu, and I'm happy to be here.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Tatlo Jacobs from Free State. I'm representing Hopoleng Secondary School.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Talwa Chikerema. I'm actually from Zimbabwe, but now I stay in Western Cape, and I came here with Bush Radio.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Jesse Jack Maguara. I come from the Western Cape in West Bank, Delft. And yeah.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Asanda Pride Mabaso. I'm from KZN representing Park Hill Secondary School.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Mutilisi Makwane. I come from Lesotho, and I attend a school called Nalis.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Tafadzwa Mchazwana. I'm from Zimbabwe originally, but I'm currently based in Cape Town. I'm one of the Robben Island Museum's ambassadors. That means I'm a spring school ex-scholar.
How do you feel they're calling you Mr. Richard? They're making you older now.
I was just going to say that. I think this should be a new thing. I think everyone who comes on this show should call me Mr. Richard. I love it. You could call me Ricky. It's fine. Don't worry about Mr. Richard. But when everybody did it, I said, oh my goodness, they're all so respectful. That's so wonderful. That's so nice. I'm just curious because, Kusi, you had mentioned about the radio elective. What got each of you guys invested in and interested in the radio elective?
The reason why I am interested in radio active, it's because I am already in a radio show in Bush Radio that we usually do on Saturdays. So it's called Crew, but our show for teenagers is called Crew Expression. So the reason why I chose this one, it's because I want to gain more experience.
I chose this radio broadcast, FM radio. So I wanted to learn more about radio.
Hi, Simbongile Mtidiemba. I chose radio because it's basically like a thing of I want my voice to touch on so many different souls, telling them about the positive vibes of the radio and how radio has an impact to the world.
Hi, my name is Astrid Durham. I didn't actually introduce myself earlier, but I'm from the Western Cape province and I'm representing Rocklands High. So I didn't really choose radio and podcast at first, but then I kind of got put into it. And the reason why I stayed is because I'm kind of learning a lot of things that I wouldn't normally learn outside. And I feel like I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, and it's, you know, kind of interesting.
Hi, I'm Celici. I chose radio and podcast because I was just really testing new waters, but I'm staying because I can see that there's more to radio than just saying a bunch of words on the radio.
Hi, I'm Tandolo Tsudlamini. It is actually funny how I chose radio and podcasts. I was actually running away from the other electives, thinking that they are working, but only to find that it also in radio and podcasts, we're also working, but I'm quite enjoying it.
Hi, Richard. I chose radio and podcast because it's like a better way to connect through voice, better than other visual platforms.
Hi, Richard. I chose radio and podcast because, honestly, I like Metro FM. I thought we were actually going to meet up with Metro FM, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Damn, it's just cold.
I came to radio, I think, because of the reachability it has. As an agent of change that I am, I think I'll be able to reach more people. And also having a background in multimedia, I think radio was a skill that I was lacking.
So yeah, Richard, it's on you.
Tell us about the themes this year. So tell us about the themes that you guys, because as you were saying, there's a theme every year. Tell us about the theme this year that's going on at the Spring School in Robben Island.
I think that the theme is really powerful for me. Nurturing future leaders starts with remembering. Remembering the stories, the struggles, and the lessons of those who came before us. Because memory gives meaning, and meaning gives direction. Without that, we risk repeating the same mistakes.
Our theme, Nurturing Future Leaders Through Memory and Meaning, and it's all about growing the kind of leadership that's rooted in truth, reflection, and purpose.
Nurturing future leaders through memory and meaning. The highlighted word memory could probably is how we can use leadership skills from the past, which benefited people from the past, and use them to be who we are today.
So nurturing future leaders through memory and meaning basically means that we have to touch on like how touch on youth, how youth, and how youth can benefit from knowing the history of its country and getting to know the type of leaders they had. And yeah,
you touch on that. I feel like when they speak about the memory part, it would kind of mean like enriching the youth with the skills that our political leaders used during the past day to kind of use it currently now in today's world to persevere. And that's about it. Back to you, Richard.
They're already professors. They're saying, and that's back to you. They already got it. They got what it takes. They're already professionals. And that's back to you in the studio. How do you guys take the themes of what the program is this year and put it into the podcast? Tell everybody a little about what you're working on this week.
Podcast. So this week, we are actually doing something like we are taking the leaders in South Africa that was once prisoners here in Robben Island, the ones that are unknown yet. So we are actually presenting it to people out there so that they can be known.
And to add on that, we will be today, this week, we've been learning about the prisoners that went on unspoken, even though they contributed greatly upon the apartheid era that occurred in South Africa.
And also, Robben Island have taught us that in future, we need to have plans. In order to succeed those plans, we need to have apps where we could keep our information. What are we learning as future leaders, and what are we leaving behind?
And I think this is very much relevant to the theme that we're doing, because as these young ones are the future leaders of the next South Africa or the future, it is very, very, very much crucial for them to learn those lessons from those people. And it's not only the non-heroes that have got much valuable lessons. More of the unsung heroes are people that we resonate with because they live amongst our communities. Hence why what we're doing, I think, is crucial, because we'll be able to reach out to a lot of people and help out.
And again, if you have just tuned in now, you're listening to the One World Community Radio Program, which is a weekly international podcast co-produced by 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, 88.7 FM HWRHU Radio, Hofstra University, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And also, obviously, this is a show where it touches especially with issues that are happening within the community. So this week, I'm in Robben Island, and I'm with the future leaders, as the island, as they calling it, Radio Elective.
I was going to have a question for our ambassador, if he's willing to speak on this. For listeners in the States who might not have the context behind why Robben Island is so important, can you explain that a little bit for people?
The reason why Robben Island sits at the crucial point of our history is because most of our struggle leaders were incarcerated there. So it is a place where the most crimes of apartheid were committed on our officially, on our olden leaders. And that's where most of the life lessons that we learned from them occurred here. I'm not sure if you know about this phrase, but we call this place a university of life, because there's a lot of mottos, a lot of quotes that came from here. And through the process of teaching, of each one teach one, people were able to learn a lot of things from what happened on Robben Island. If I can give an example, most of them, when they came to this prison, they're not educated, but due to the each one teach one program, they were able to educate themselves up until most of them, when they left, they matric and whatsoever. So it's quite crucial that there's those small lessons, which happens to be small lessons to other people, but to us as the upcoming leaders, we can implement them, in the current present, in the present future, in the present tense that we now, and be able to breed a new breed of leadership, which is more stronger and that fights for the social injustices. An example is me. I've been in the program before, and I'm back right now doing the same thing that that happened to me, which is I'm growing, I'm passing on the baton to these guys now. Next year, they'll be back. It's an ongoing journey that breeds a lot of people. I don't know if that serves your answer, Richard, or your question.
No, it does, and you kind of touched on interesting, because you're someone who's a student who is in the program. What are the current students, the future leaders? What are you all doing right now? What are you experiencing? Tell us about some of the fun stuff that you're working on.
So, yeah, in Robben Island, we get to know the history, not only because, not the history that we are like, the history that we know from, we learn from books at schools. So now we can get to experience and see the things that were are not in the book of history that we learn from schools. Now we get to see like how our olden leaders were being treated and how they suffered and fought for our freedom as South Africa. And for that, Robben Island plays a huge impact to us as South Africans as a whole. So I feel like that's like the main thing that we're learning, getting to know Robben Island. We're getting knowledge, so much knowledge just for being here.
And we can, during the whole start of the spring schools, we kind of had a first-hand experience of what our political leaders experienced. So it kind of makes us grateful for what type of freedom we have right now in the modern day.
We also went to the Robben Island jail, and they showed us where people used to sleep. Like when we are learning it at school, we don't really imagine how the condition in jail is. So coming here kind of made us understand it more and appreciate what we have.
To add on what she has just said, we also went on a knowledge hunt, whereby we were going at places where our previous leaders, especially the Lime Quarry place, where they used to dig stones, which they were used to build the jail they slept in.
So basically, to add on, Richard, we now have a deeper understanding of our history. So we will basically look at life in a more different way with understanding.
And again, so we also went to the church of Robben Island, and we got to know the sicknesses that were making prisoners die in jail here in Robben Island. We got to know what was the cause of it, the cures that were made, and how the prisoners were isolated from other prisoners who had a certain disease.
I also got to know how Robert Sobukwe was a powerful man. I thought that Robert Sobukwe just implemented the Sharpeville massacre. Then that's where they've explained a lot more about Robert Sobukwe. And Robert Sobukwe was a wonderful man, and he fought for freedom.
And if I must say, just being here, it's an experience on its own. You get to see, it really opens your eyes, because you get to see the pain that they went through, and you see how they suffered, you know, how the leaders turned that suffering into leadership, né? And it made me realize that leadership isn't always loud or glamorous. Sometimes it's quiet, patient, and built on sacrifice.
And it's also beneficial to be here because we learn about discipline, listening skill, being reprimanded, and respecting, and all those good morals.
Back to you, Richard.
This is going to be like the catchphrase of the show, and that's back to you. This is it's like a catchphrase. We're going to make t-shirts. So tell me about the content that you guys are making, the creativity. Tell me about that.
Actually, we were taught on how to create our own brand. So we created our own brand that we can use for different stuff. And they also taught us how to make our own email and open our own accounts on different apps.
And we also learned how to create various social media accounts for our brands that people can visit once and again to learn more about us. So
And we also learned how to write scripts, how to write blogs on certain platforms, and then also to publish those blogs. We learned quite a lot.
So Kusi was telling me was about the podcast. What kind of topics are you guys discussing? What's the process behind it? Different things with radio. Discuss that too, because that's really cool.
One of the topics that we were learning, I think it was yesterday, we kind of had the task to go out and look for unknown political leaders that also fought for South Africa's freedom, not just like the well-known ones, Robert Sobukwe and Nelson Mandela. So basically the reason for this was because more or less of the youth of today, they kind of take the freedom that we have for granted. Because, you know, it kind of seems like it was just surrounded by a few people. So the reason for the stars, in my opinion, was basically to like make us grateful that the freedom of South Africa didn't just come from a few people, but it came from many more others.
And the research was also upon the island itself, Robben Island, and just how, and it was also about the island itself and the characteristics within the island, as in its buildings and the many historical buildings within the island, and the fact that the island isn't actually just a prison, it's now a museum with many different artifacts and items. It's also, if I'm not mistaken, it's also the one of the only islands to have inhabitants of penguins.
Also to add on that, we also learned that how journalism actually works, and how to like to be how to know where to get your sources, and your sources if are valid or not. And the most important part is that we went to do research, as they have mentioned. It's a thing of like, we have to like know, people have to know, people in the world help in South Africa, I have to know, we're not only free because of the well-known leaders that are known today, but also we also have to make the other leaders that were fighting for our freedom recognized, because they are not being recognized. And now we're putting some sort of a message, if I'm right, to the people that we are not only free because of Nelson Mandela, so Mr. Sobukwe, and so on. We're also free by our freedom was also fought by other people that were unsung, if I may say. And we also have to, like, people in South Africa also have to know, or people in the world also have to know that people, there are many people who fought for our freedom.
If that answers your question, Richard.
It does. It does. What do you think is the most, whether it be about journalism or Robben Island itself, what is something that you, the future leaders, have learned this week that you feel everybody should know, whether it's about the media, whether it's about Robben Island? What is something you have learned that you feel everybody should know?
I feel like everyone should know that being a leader is putting other people's needs before yours. It's not always about you, what you want. You have to put other people's needs before yours and just lead, man. I don't know what else to say, but yeah, I hope that answers your question.
To add on what she has just said, I've learned a lot here in Robben Island. Firstly, I've learned that, you know, the youth is the most important people actually in life, because we've learned that we have to come out of our comfort zone sometimes and just let things be sabotaged in our life. That's all.
And I've also learned that the roots of freedom comes from Robben Island.
I also learned that the most powerful leaders are those who are willing to suffer for what's right and still come back to serve.
Mm. I also learned that being a leader doesn't only take for you to do something. It takes courage, sacrifice, and determination. So with determination, you have to go through a lot of things and you have to sacrifice a lot of things to put people's needs before yours as a leader.
Is that back to me?
Yes.
I want to ask your teacher something, if that's okay. Kusi, yes. How have you seen... Yes, sir.
Well, I was going to say, and also there's, remember, as a radio elective, it's not only me and the ambassador with the kids. We also have teachers. You know, there's a teacher who's joining us here. I don't know if you're going to want to speak to her a little bit later on. But yeah, back to your question, though.
Yeah, I was going to ask, and even the teacher, our teacher friend, can answer this as well. Did the teacher introduce herself?
Yeah, she's coming now. She's going to quickly introduce herself.
Okay, great. So while we're waiting for the teacher, who's...
She's here.
She made it. And that's back to you, teacher.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. You're speaking to Queen Latifah.
I am.
The subject advisor. Yes, you are. I'm a subject advisor at Mitchell South Education District, which is Western Cape Province. Today, I have an English club, which is called English is Lekker. And so I brought 7 of our learners to the leadership camp under that cover.
Yeah. Give us a little bit more of a rundown of what you do with the spring school, if you can, and the fun stuff that you guys are doing this week.
Okay, so I am part of the program, but it's mostly that I accompany the learners to the different programs. But for this elective, I'm very excited because I thought I'd come out of my comfort zone. And instead of going to the creative writing, where I'm usually drawn, I thought I'd come and learn something new. And I thought, okay, this is actually a fantastic way for teachers to look at the syllabus. So interesting things that I've learned at Robben Island. There are so many things. I mean, I live here and I haven't visited it, but the history is very painful. Yeah. It's very interesting and exciting. And it's basically what I like about the program is that it role models for the learners exactly the type of leaders they should be. So everybody who is teaching them, leading them, the way they are treated, the way they respond, we are constantly asking them to step up and try and behave like a leader. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. And I'll ask this of you and I'll ask this of Kusi. What changes have you seen in our future leaders? I know we're still early in the program. From when they got to Robben Island to now, what shifts have you seen in them and how they've become better future leaders? because listening to them, I have no doubt that they're going to do amazing things and are respectful and poised and ready to go. Because they all called me Mr. Richard in the beginning. No one's ever called me Mr. Richard in the United States.
Okay, one of the best changes, one of the usual things that happen within the program is kids come in here, they shy to express themselves, they're scared to make mistakes, but as the program moves on, they gain more confident, and also now they're learning to multitask. At first, when we're doing stuff, they'll be like, yo, this is too much. But now they are managing to be able to multitask and be able to do many things at once. And also to a point where now they're starting to understand why they're being taught these skills, and also why to know where you're coming from is so important, to a point where now they're expressing everything that they've learned. For example, through podcasts. That podcast is not just a podcast, but also it's a learning thing, especially for the next generation.
Yeah, and then I'd like to add that that's the one side of the coin. On the other side, I found that they've had very vicious debates. Right? We had sessions where, you must remember that we have different cultures here as well. So they clash. But with the clash, they learn how to speak with each other, how to listen to each other. And it's important that they learn that a leader not only has to be heard all the time, but also has to sit and listen. So I feel that they are actually very patient with each other. They're more patient than they were when they arrived. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for sharing all this information with me. This is fun. This is really nice to know. So I want to talk to the future leaders. Tell us about what's coming on. Or when this, whereas we're taping this, we're halfway through your week, I believe, right? So what are you guys doing the rest of the week? Thursday, Friday, I know deadlines are coming up. The podcast has to get done. Tell everybody, if you could give everybody a little bit of tease of what's coming up with the podcast and the rest of the week at the Spring School.
So today we have a cultural evening. We're going to be showcasing our different cultures. As we've already said, that we have different people coming from different areas. Like me, I'm from Lesotho. So I'm going to be showcasing our culture, what we eat, what we wear, and the knowledge systems that we have as Lesotho.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow we will actually be going to visit Bush Radio. So I'm sure that my other members are very excited.
And also tomorrow we'll be doing the show live. For example, we're going to do the 1 hour podcast, which will be video, which we will be taping it just after you now. They're going to go and change and put on uniforms. And then we're going to tape that 1 hour podcast. And then we're going to change the 1 hour podcast into audio, but we're going to do it live at Bush Radio tomorrow for 1 hour.
How you guys feel about the live broadcast? Are you getting excited?
Yes.
They nervous though.
It's exciting and it's nerve wracking. What, Kusi, you've done a lot of live broadcasts in your life. What tricks of the trade, which is a US saying, what kind of advice and expertise could you give to the students, the future leaders, as they go into this broadcast?
Prepare. So everything that you have to say, you must know what you're going to say, but keep it natural as possible. Speak the way you speak and be clear. You know what you're saying, and also stick to facts, you know, whatever you're doing, so that whatever you're saying, you will have confidence into saying it. And also to a point where we've been practicing, you know, a lot I feel like they're ready, you know, they know what they're doing. Even though there were times where we would debate not to wear uniforms, we must wear uniforms, you know, those interesting debates.
And I'm just now going to ask you and our teacher over here, I asked what the students have learned from the whole experience of being at the Spring School, or how they've changed. We'll ask the students what they learned later. But I'm curious, especially with you, Kusi, you've done this program many, many years now. So how have the students in the Spring School with the radio elective, how has that made you shift how to be a better radio presenter, how to be a better producer, all of it. How has that made you think about your work differently? What have you learned from the kids?
Okay, I've learned the world is changing so much to a point where certain things, or there's cultural shift, you know, within the country and the world, and also on how they see things. You know, sometimes things that I would take for granted, they are so important in the world. And also for me personally, you know, on my presenting, you know, to be patient, you know, try to get every detail of the conversation, especially if you're interviewing someone, listen, you know, and give them time. Just because somebody's not quickly responding to whatever engagement you're having, it doesn't mean they don't have an answer. So patient. They've been teaching me a lot of patience to a point where at first I was, guys, do this. And then there was even a day where I was speaking soft to them. Hi, leader, did you do this? Do you remember that day? And also, Richard, with that, it's not only me, because of the ambassador, Tafatswa, you know, and I feel like that question also can apply to him, because he's not only on Radio Elective, because he's all over. He's helping out with the spring school, because I even asked him to come to Radio Elective on helping out. And he's not the only one who's helping out, including the teachers, media person here at the island, helping us shooting and all that. But yeah, Tafatso, in terms of, Richard is asking, you know, for you, how has it shaped you now as an ambassador and also as a trainer?
I think I share the same sentiment with Kusi. I'm a very less patient person, if I may say. And me being also young, I'm inexperienced on a lot of things. But working with these young people have challenged me to step up a little bit and become the bigger person in the room. Because it's like Kusi has said, I'm not only focused on this. I'm quite involved more in the background of the camp. So it's quite stressful. And if you don't have the ability to be patient enough, you end up lashing out at people for no reason. And I think over the time also, one thing I'm quite interested in is gaining more skills. I like to have a fat CV. So I would never say no to a challenge. And I think over the years, most of the accolades that I have, or the skills that I have, it's through learning with these people. There's nothing that I can pinpoint which I haven't learned from this spring school. My professional CV's credit goes to the spring school, but that's where I've learned everything that I have so far.
Yeah, anyone can jump in and answer the question about what they've learned this week, what's important that they've learned. Everyone can jump in.
I think the biggest thing that I've learned that SOAS taught me is that, you know, radio, the speaking part is the most easiest part. The difficult part that learning was kind of the administrative part, you know, like the background, the scripts, the knowledge, you know, so that for me was a big thing to learn.
Also, Mr. Richard, knowing how to edit sounds, Mr. Kosi taught us how to edit sounds of a radio, so that when we're having our own radio, we can edit our own sound. And I can say one thing, that when we like learning everything, so it's a good thing that we adapting new skills, and yeah.
Truly speaking, I was not used to using laptops and internet, but I've learned that through our program this week.
I've also learned that, hey, you can really write a lot just to learn radio and podcasting, because, hey, the work that we're writing is just, it's a lot, but it's very interesting. I've learned a lot about previous prisoners of Robben Island, all just by being here in 3 days? Yeah.
And whoever said that radio is easy, hey, they haven't went to the background.
That's a lie.
And I've learned how to socialize with other people, because usually I'm more reserved, you know, I'm on the reserved side. So I've learned that it's okay to socialize with other people and just be yourself and be in your element and just socialize with everyone and be friendly. Back to you.
Would any of you want to work in a career in radio after having this experience? Would anyone want to try that?
I genuinely know this is too much work for me, but I'm enjoying it, though. It's too much work for me.
I gotta be a DJ.
Oh, that's fun. That's the fun part of it. But
I might consider it as something that I might do because it's very interesting as well. Yeah, I like radio, basically, yeah.
I think I have been prolonging this process, but I think it's something that I should do. My voice has always been a thing that leads me to people saying that I should go into radio. So I don't know. Maybe Kusi can hook me up, and maybe one of these days we'll work together. We never know.
Do you think that everyone, because at Hofstra University, where I'm doing the radio from, it's open to, I'm a university student, and it's not just people that do radio and journalism that get to be a part of the radio station. We have people who are studying medicine to be doctors who come in and do radio, people who are studying acting, people who are studying any field that you could study, you could come and be a part of radio. Do you think that radio is a skill that everyone should try to learn at some point? Do you think it's a good learning experience for the life skills you get out of it? I'm curious as to what you all think.
Actually, for me, I think yes, it is, because it actually boosts your confidence in how you communicate and operate with other people.
I also think it's a very big advantage for us learners who are doing English in schools. As in English, you normally do English orals and practicals as such, and normally I wouldn't be able to project my voice as needed as the teacher would want me to. But with radio, I've really learned voice projection and vox pop, as they say.
Yeah, and I'm the teacher, Latifa, and I found that at this late stage, because I'm past half a century, I actually needed these skills because I've decided to step up and go into the NGO world. And obviously there I now have to present myself on different media platforms. And this has really given me a kick forward so that I shall do it confidently.
And also on my side, Richard, is that with the future leaders, the first thing that we did, we laid out a foundation because I was saying to them, build your brand. You know, each one of them came up with the name of their brand. They've started creating social media of their brand. They even have emails of their brand. They have slogan of their brand. And yeah, they even know what is their brand is aligned with. So I'll give them a chance to tell you their names and also about their brand, which is kind of like also the introduction of our podcast. So yeah, they're gonna hit us with that one. I think they're quickly looking at their scripts now. I thought this was gonna come in their head. What's happening here, leaders? Hey, who's gonna start?
My name is Jesse Jack McGuire, and my brand is called the Play-by-Play Show, where we talk about whether it's sport or esports, various information about either of the two genres for sports, and where we give exclusive and inclusive coverage of certain things regarding those two genres of different sports, basically.
My name is Katleo Jacobs, and my brand is Valum Solomba Promotion, whereby we promote youth swag and support children at schools, showing them love and supporting the LGBTQ+ community.
My name is Mbongile Mtitimba, and my brand is Life Through Cool Kid. It's mainly based on sports, where how people can benefit from getting clothes that they can wear to go to the gym, etc., etc. And it's also mainly about a brand where people can, you know, turn their fashion sense into their style, and like how we do it in the modern days.
My name is Matilisi, and my brand is called, my podcast is going to be called Unfiltered Bloom. Unfiltered Bloom is a voice for young girls learning, leading, and blooming through life's challenges. We speak truth, we find strength, and grow unapologetically, one conversation at a time.
My is, it captures exactly what it is about, the mix of humor that makes you laugh and the tracks that keep your head nodding. And it was created to give voice to the everyday chaos, comedy, and creating that make up life. Yeah.
My brand is AFRAG. AFRAG is not just a brand, it's the blast that breaks barriers in fashion, scent, sound, tech, and thought.
My name is Astrid, and my podcast is Cool Chronicles of Life. And basically, the aim of this podcast is to take real life experiences from teenagers to kind of give them a voice so that they understand that just because they're a teenager doesn't mean that the experiences aren't invalid.
My name is Dlamini Thandolethu, and my brand name is Thando Dlamini's Podcast, whereby I'll be teaching more about beauty and cosmetics.
My name is Pride, and my business is Pride Glam. So Pride Glam is a business that focuses on empowering beauty for all. It is a unisex beauty destination. Pride Glam is for everyone who wants to look and feel dazzling and elegant.
So what are you doing with these brands in regards to your podcast? Or can you not say that yet? How'd you come up with the brands? We'll go there. How'd you all come up with these brands? Is this stuff you're all passionate about?
I'm really passionate about helping other people, especially, I hope this doesn't sound sexist, but I'm passionate about helping girls because I think girls go through a lot at a very young age, and I think this podcast is going to help them talk about these issues, and then we're going to help solve the problems that they're facing, and sometimes give out free hampers like sanitary pads, cosmetics, and other stuff.
Personally, I'm a person who likes fashion, so I had to like create my own brand whereby people can wear and style themselves and look fly, you know. It's created because of like of the inspiration of I had of a vision that I have, which I cannot disclose yet. So it's hopefully like it's good for the people.
As a gamer, a rugby player, and chess player, I've taken a bond into all three things. Normally in my school, it's not normal to see somebody play a nerdy game with a physical type of sport, but that is what encouraged me to create the play-by-play show.
I came up with my podcast just because of the person I am, which is basically loud and sometimes funny. Yeah.
So Tribe Glam, I am a person who loves to look good, feel pretty. So I just thought, why not share with everyone, help everyone look beautiful? They are already beautiful, but they like bring their confidence back.
So with Valm Stolomba promotion, I come from a negative township whereby There's more of poverty and unemployment, which we know that unemployment leads to poverty, poverty leads to crime. So in order, with my brand, I thought that I would help youth to find jobs, market for them, use it as a forum.
With my brand, it's called AFRAG, but in full it's called Ashley's Frag, and Ashley is my second name. The reason why I chose this like fragrance, it's actually kind of funny because in grade 3, I had this teacher and she had that kind of scent that I actually liked. So like every time when I was in grade 4, she used to pass by my class. Every time she would pass, I would hear that, that scent, it's my teacher's scent. So now she, like I haven't seen her in like 5 years. So the reason why I created this is because I want to create more fragrance that would connect other people like with each other.
Yeah, so Richard, with that, so those are some of the brands. They came up with these brands here at Robben Island. I hope they're going to take that historically. They're not just going to, you know, keep those brands in there. And also, so now I was taking them through into, you can have an idea in your head, but if it's still in your head, it's just an idea. So which is why now they started create, they came up with names, slogan, the biography of their brands, and also they started creating social media, you know, of it for marketing and all that. So I don't know if they're going to talk more about it because they saw it's a lot of work, you know, on brands. So what do you guys think when you, for your brand, so especially social media?
During the process of making all the social media accounts for my podcast, I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of a lot. I didn't even know half these platforms existed. I didn't even know what it was meant for. So for me, it was kind of difficult to do, but hey, we move.
When I was creating these platforms, the one thing that came into my mind was that, are people actually going to engage with my brand? Should I really create this or I'm just wasting my time? But I'm just hoping that people will actually engage with my brand and I can help a lot of young girls who are in desperate need of help.
And also, each brand, it's not posted yet. They haven't posted anything on their social media for their brands. We haven't shared anything. The only thing that we have shared outside, it's only the blogs that they've written. I'm also going to share the links to you so that you can see what some of the things they wrote. The blog is about, the blog exercise was right from the day you heard that you were going to Robben Island. How did you feel to the day of being here at the island? What was that process? And also with each blog, they also posted three images that represent what they're talking about on their blog.
That's going to be, because you were talking about slogans, I'm going to make that the slogan for this show, back to you. That's going to be our slogan. That's going to be our slogan. But I've learned a lot sitting here listening to all of you guys, because social media and branding is something that I'm not the best at. So I have to try to get better at that. But listening to you guys, it is inspiring. Like Latifa was saying, and Kusi and everyone there was saying, I'm going to now quote Kusi and say, time is jealous. And so we have to go in a little bit. But if there's something that we haven't talked about yet that you guys want to discuss, now is the opportunity. I'm opening everything to what you guys want to say about the spring school.
I actually wanted to ask you if you came to Robben Island and what is your experience?
I've never been to South Africa.
Richard, okay, on that case, can you quickly explain to them where are you? And also, where is this show that we're recording, which countries will be played or how many countries it will be played at?
It's played in three countries. It's played in the United States, it's played in Ireland, and it's played in South Africa. The way this works is our chief engineer of this station, Andy Gladding, who is a professional in the New York radio world, in New York City, in the United States, he went on a trip to South Africa. And the way the story goes is he walked into Bush Radio and said, hey, we should do a show together. And here we are 79 shows later. So I'm in New York. I'm Andy's student. And that's how I got to meet you all and work with Kusi and work with Lydia beforehand. And it's been a wonderful experience for me. And I've learned a lot doing this. And I'm just so grateful that I got to meet all of you during it. And Kusi's been very nice to me and just everybody. It's been a wonderful thing. So that's how I've become a part of this one world that we're doing here.
So what I want to ask, based on what you already know and what you heard from us, do you think you're one day going to visit Robben Island or are you interested in visiting it?
I would love to come down there one day. There was something in the works. I don't know if it's still going to happen, but maybe someday I'll make it down there. That'd be wonderful.
So Mr. Richard, what advice would you give to young, to the youth who are trying to develop certain skill of being in a radio, and how would they make it through radio?
Kusi, I ask the questions. I don't take questions on this show.
I told you, future leaders.
The future leaders, they came out guns a-blazing, which is a U.S. thing. But they came out ready to go. But no, you guys are fantastic. And I'm so blown away by this. I really am. But the advice I would give, try everything. Just try. And if it doesn't work, try something else. Just keep bouncing around with ideas, because eventually you'll find something that works and you'll find a groove. That's the advice I would give to you about radio and just about, I guess, life in general, which we were saying how the skills of radio can be applied to life. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does, Mr. Richard. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else you would like to add?
So in UK, do you study about South African history?
USA. He's in USA.
USA. There is a class, and unfortunately they didn't run it this time in school because I wanted to have the professor come on this show. It was a South Africa and sustainability class. So maybe at some point down the road, because I graduate from school in May. So I'm going to be done with this in May. So hopefully whatever student comes in next, the class is up and they can have that professor come on and discuss it, because I felt that would be an interesting thing to talk about on this show. So there is a class about it here at Hofstra University.
Can I ask, what actually influenced you to be interested in this radio thing?
In radio in general?
Yes.
Oh, my
interviewing you now.
I know, the table has turned. Oh my gosh. What influenced me to do it was I wanted to learn about broadcasting, and I've always listened to the radio, and it just seemed like a great way to connect with people, to entertain, to inform. It seemed like a wonderful thing to learn how to do, and I've just had a lot of fun with it. It seemed like a way you could be entertaining, informative, creative. It's a very nice place. I love working in radio, and I hope to work in radio for a very long time. I hope that answers your question. That's back to you.
Yes, it does.
I think it's worth noting, Richard, that I sitting here, maybe even Kusi and the teachers, we are very much proud of these young ones. But for the mere fact that you invited them to the show, but they took over a show, that sounds that they naturally radio presenters. I think
absolutely.
They're moving in the right direction.
Yes, they are. That's what I wanted to say in the beginning as a joke, but I didn't know how our friends at Bush would feel if I said, oh, someday they're going to take our jobs and host this show. I didn't know how they would feel if I said that, but I think it's true. You guys are just so great and impressive.
So unfortunately, because of time on our side also, because we also need to get ready, they have to go and change, wear school uniforms, as we'll be recording our podcast and also we'll be preparing for the show tomorrow at Bush Radio.
Yes. Have a great time, you guys. Oh, last question. Would you recommend any student listening to this in South Africa coming to the spring school? Would you recommend them going?
I would say yes, I would recommend, because not only do you get enriched in the knowledge, and not only do you get, you know, first-hand experience of all the experiences that our political leaders went through, but you kind of also get, how would I say, you learn like the diversity of South Africa, because, you know, for me from Western Cape, I've never been to Northern Cape, I've never been to Kingdom of Lesotho or Eswatini. So I kind of learned some new things, learned some new languages, you know, so it was kind of interesting. It was nice.
I'd say to a learner who's interested in, I'd advise them to come to Robben Island if you are like determined and you have a vision and you want, you don't know where to start. I feel like going to Robben Island would be the first thing that you would want to do to get the knowledge, the experience, and you get to see things differently, view things differently since you are in a different environment from where you are from. And
to add on what he's saying, if you're a lazy person, you must not come here, because there's no place for you here, because we have everything here, from exercises in the morning. We have so much to do and learn here. So if you're lazy, please Don't come here.
You know, I think that's about it, Richard.
Well, thank you all so much for agreeing to take time out of your busy schedule to come do this interview with us. This was a lot of fun. I've never been interviewed. Well, no, I have been interviewed on the show before, but never in the middle of an interview, which was very fun. But thank you all for doing this. Congratulations on all your success and all your future success. Kusi, thank you so much for doing this with me. And everyone there, thank you all.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Richard. Have a nice one.
You too. You all have been listening to the One World Community Radio Show, starring the future leaders of the Spring School on 88.7 FM, WRHU Radio Hofstra University, 88.3 WRCT Radio Carnegie Tech, and 89.5 FM Bush Radio Cape Town, South Africa, the mother of community radio. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to One World Radio, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio Hofstra University, Hempstead, New York. We thank you for joining us and look forward to seeing you next week as we celebrate the power of radio in our one world. Tot ziens, jylle.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog with an important message. Before you think about buying counterfeit products, think again. You're smart, buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Stay tuned for the One World Community Radio Program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM
WRCT, Pittsburgh.